Hello, I'm Ernesto Garcia, host of The Breakfast Club on Classic Hits 98.7, the newest morning show in southern New Mexico, waking you up with the classic hits of the 70s and 80s. The Breakfast Club has comedy.
The most dangerous part of the piñata, let me tell you, someone has to go on top of the house to hold the piñata, right? You know, it's always that uncle who's been drinking all day. He's on top of the house with his beer and the string, right? Right?
News.
With Southern New Mexico's news, traffic, and weather, this is News in 98 on Classic Hits 98.7.
Cleanup continues in Hatch, Ernesto. Tomorrow, several residents will be...
And a lot of listeners.
So, new study for Bruce Springsteen-related academic journals. It is publishing in June. Peer-reviewed essays pertaining to the boss. But which university is going to be putting out this study?
Classic Hits 98.7. Hello, who's this?
My name is Linda. Is it Penn State?
No, good guess, though.
How about University of Delaware?
Close. One more state above that, okay?
Is it Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. No, it's not Pennsylvania, not New York, not Connecticut.
Philadelphia?
No, not Philadelphia's in Pennsylvania.
Boston College?
Ah, okay, not Massachusetts. There's a state in there. Classic Hits, 98.7. Hello, who's this?
This is Alice again.
Hey, Alice, you want to give it a shot here again? All right, I'm pretty much going to see if anyone's got their smartphones working this morning. All right, what's the answer?
Is it Rhode Island?
Is it Maryland?
This is Audrey, and it has to be Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay, but that's not the university.
I'll try back.
Good luck. Classic Hits 98.7. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Ernesto. It's Chris Faber.
Okay, Chris, what do you got?
Is it Rutgers?
Yes!
Right.
Finally! You don't know how dreadful this has been.
But we also have a cast of characters who produce original bits just for The Breakfast Club. There's the jock with the Monday Morning Quarterback Report.
How'd your team do? The Monday Morning Quarterback is here to recap the weekend in sports on Classic Hits 98.7.
Final Four field is set. The Florida Gators, Wisconsin Badgers got in yesterday. Kentucky.
The geek who helps with your technology.
You used to pick on them as the geeks and the nerds. Now you're begging for their help. The tech guy is here to help on Classic Hits 98.7.
Yeah, Movie Phone is discontinuing the phone service. And in case you weren't sure, the correct response is, yeah, they're still a movie phone. Yeah, apparently they want to go to more of an online system.
The popular girl who keeps your social calendar full.
Are you ready for a totally awesome weekend? Like a totally awesome gonna meet some movie stars weekend? All the popular people are going to be at the Cineport 10 tomorrow to meet the cast of the new movie 50-1. Oh my God, have you seen Christian Kane in the cowboy hat? He is so hot, like all my friends are ready to become Caniacs.
Hear Van Harry's vinyl album reviews.
So, the album that found its way back to my turntable is Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Now, ladies, admit it, the jeans on the cover of the album got you there, right? Anyway, my copy of Born in the USA from 1985 still plays, and I'm still loving and singing along to every track. Dancing in the Dark.
Fix It Frank's Home and Auto Advice.
Hey everybody, it's Fix It Frank, and today we're going to talk about that dreaded light on your dashboard, the one that says you forgot to go fill up the other day. That's right, the low fuel light. I had a letter from a gal named Trisha who's asking me, how far can my car go when this light comes on? 30 miles, 40 miles, 5 miles, 50 feet, you know the deal. Well, there is a website you can go to.
And the reverent humor and advice from Aunt Edna.
Dear Aunt Edna, I have been watching my sister's stupid little fluffy dog while she's been on vacation. This thing is about 5 pounds, and I feel so dopey whenever I take it for a walk. I thought I might pick up some women, but I was wrong. The women look at the dog, but they pay no attention to me. Now, the opposite is always true whenever I'm with my friend and his big dog. Are women not attracted to men with little fluffy dogs? Signed, Shane, 26. Shane, you're an idiot. It makes no difference what kind of dog you have. If you're the dog, women aren't going to be attracted to it. Perhaps your friend is actually better looking than you, and that's why women are looking at him and not his dog. So my advice to you is stop thinking you're going to pick up a chick because of something you're carrying, and if it's a disease, you want to get it checked.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Breakfast Club on Classic Hits 98.7.
Southern New Mexico's favorite new morning show, The Breakfast Club, on Classic Hits 98.7.
We've got Christian Kane and Todd Lowe joining us here. Thanks, guys, for coming in this morning.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for being here. And I'm telling you what, Hollywood actors this morning, they come in this nice RV and stuff. And this is only, what, second day of tour right now?
This is the first day.
First day.
Yeah, this is
so,
it.
So how many days are we going to go for this?
I think we got like 2 months.
2 months.
2 months on a tour bus that we're actually sleeping in. I mean, it's a moving billboard, but we're actually sleeping on that bus, so it's going to be a journey.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys ever done anything like this where you've gone 2 months?
Christian has. Christian's done a lot of work as a musician. I've been working as an actor most of my life. This is completely foreign to me, and I don't want to get too personal, but living on a bus, we're close. We're smelling each other's smells, hearing each other's snores.
When do you guys get tired of each other? That's going to be the question.
Well, day one.
Yeah, and, exactly. We're fired up right now. Tomorrow's a new day.
We're best buds.
Let's talk about the movie 50-1. I mean, this is one of our Land of Enchantment's greatest stories here.
Yeah.
Not so long ago, we were watching, cheering on, mind that bird, to have the race the way it went down, and you guys tell the story again. It's got to be exciting in a lot of ways.
The thing that I love about this tour the most is that we're premiering in Albuquerque on tomorrow night. We have a big premiere. We premiere on this weekend in New Mexico wide. Now, we filmed this about New Mexico cowboys. We filmed this about a New Mexico horse. We filmed it in New Mexico. That's the second character. I mean, there's the horse as the lead, and the background, which is New Mexico, is the second lead. And it's only right that we're going to premiere here and have all this stuff going on in New Mexico. Instead of sitting in Los Angeles, doing the premiere in Los Angeles, doing the premiere in New York, we're actually here with the people that made it happen. And all the people that were in the movie are going to be there. The people we play in the movie are going to be there. It's just going to be an event. And I'm so happy that we're here in New Mexico with this as we kick it off.
Todd, you know, you were shooting not too long ago, True Blood, and you were in the lot in California. Coming out here, a whole different story of how you shoot things and how things work in the movie biz.
Sure, yeah. We came out here and we shot, my first days were at Sunland Park. Then we got to go to Churchill Downs in Louisville. It was quite a trip for me. It was kind of a fun party, and I think that kind of comes across on the screen.
And rightly so, tonight we get to hang out. We're going to go hang out with Mind That Bird, the actual horse, and give him a big old kiss on the nose, man, because he made all this possible.
If you're just waking up this morning at 6:51, you're tuned into The Breakfast Club. We got Christian Kane and Todd Lowe from the movie 50-1 that will be premiering in Albuquerque tomorrow night, but in Las Cruces in our area the 22nd. And, of course, you guys will be back here at Allen Theater. $6.50. Get your ticket in. You don't want to miss out. Talks about the greatest story that's happened in horse racing in New Mexico. And wait till you guys get up to Farmington. People there still are just, yeah, and really check it out.
And listen, you can go to 50to1themovie.com and see the tour schedule, stuff like that. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Christian Kane 01, and that's K-A-N-E. And you can follow Todd, too. And I'm going to be tweeting about where we're at and stuff. And where are you at?
I'm at Todd _Lowe on Twitter.
50to1's movie, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it.
Well, the cast of 50-1, they have started their tour. And they
hi.
Are hi, and that's the voice of Madeline Deutsch, and also got Jim Wilson from the movie 50-1. Jim, you're the director, writer, and producer, right, of the movie?
I am. I have three hats on this show, yeah.
Got you're one of the actresses.
Yep.
And you get to hang out with Christian and Todd all day today.
Yeah.
Something tells me in 2 months, if you guys are still together at this is gonna make a great reality show.
I know. Todd Lowe was saying that we should have a confessional booth in the bus like the real world, you know, with the black backdrop.
Well, as we're waking up this morning, Madeline, how was it working on the cast, the crew, the film? Well, how was it working with the horses? I mean, you know, you said you have some horse background here, but how was it putting him on camera, working with them? And, geez, I can only imagine how many takes it took sometimes.
It was hard. I mean, and I have been riding since I was 4 years old, so I know how to deal with horses. But getting a horse to hit its mark is not easy. It's definitely a challenge. And also, Sunday Rest, the horse that doubled for Mind That Bird in the film, was a baby. Like, he was like 2 years old, right?
Three, just three.
Yeah, so he, you know, he was really well behaved and he was a good boy, but there were times where I'd get on him and be doing lines and he would be like, I'm gonna buck you off. And I'd be like, no!
And Jim, this must have been like a hectic schedule, just putting everything together and staying organized.
I've produced a lot of movies. I mean, if you do Dances with Wolves and Bodyguard and Wyatt Earp, I've dealt with a lot of schedules. So on this one, I said, you know what, I've got to tighten the screws. I've got to ask a lot of favors of friends and get a cast who's willing to go down the rabbit hole with me here. So we did. We shot 40 locations in 40 days in three states, and it's all there on the screen. So it doesn't look like a small movie. It looks as big as anything Hollywood's putting out these days.
It looks like a straight-up
blockbuster. So I'm happy with that.
Jim, thank you.
the movie of Mind That Bird, 50-1. Go online, 50-1themovie.com. Go to allentheaters.com. Get your ticket, $6.50. We'll see you Saturday night.
The only club that allows you to show up in your PJs. The Breakfast Club with Ernesto on Classic Hits 98.7. You're in the club, The Breakfast Club with Ernesto on Classic Hits 98.7.
March Madness going on, and starting Monday, that's when you need to get your brackets filled out. Go to yahoo.com to participate in the Quicken Loans $1 billion challenge. Warren Buffett put the money up there if anybody can get all the picks right. And Desiree, our promotions director, is already excited about this, aren't you?
I'm really excited. I'm going to go out there and just pick whoever I think is best.
You know, I've never got it right 100%. I'm not even in the top 20%. But apparently, if you finish in the top 20, they give you like $100,000 or something like that.
Yeah, you still win a prize. So your odds are good, kind of.
At least you're smart. At least you're the only girl I know who's smart enough to think, what do you got to lose? Go sign up. Take guesses. Take
exactly.
A shot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I sit with you and go over these, and you and I will do the picks here.
Okay.
Because if anything, when I get stuck in not figuring out one, I'm just going to wait to see your logic on how this goes, because I know it's either going to be ex-boyfriend used to live there.
I was born there.
You know, school with hotter chicks.
Closer to the ocean.
There you go. Has a longer trip to fly, better shopping, you know. So you think you're good enough. You got it.
I think I'm going to have some pretty good picks. I don't know who I'm going to pick, and I don't really know college basketball all that well, but $1 billion sounds amazing.
Well, if it's anything like your Super Bowl pick.
Made it all the way.
It doesn't matter. They didn't win. That's what it comes down to.
See, it happens to the best of us then.
All right. Desiree and I, once again, March Madness, we're going to do that. What would you do with $1 billion? Seriously, what are you going to do with that much money?
I don't know. I keep telling myself that I would still work.
Really?
I don't know.
With $1 billion?
I say that now, but when I have it there, you know, I wouldn't splurge too much. I definitely would not spend my money on $300 pants. That's for sure.
Where do you get $300 pants in this town?
You can't. That's my point exactly.
Okay, I'm just saying.
$300. But if I was with the rich and famous, I would not buy those.
All right, so Monday we got a date, right? We'll go ahead and put this down here, and we'll set that up, and we'll do our picks.
Okay. Alrighty.
And I'm bringing in our female expert, promotions manager Desiree, to talk about March Madness, and you were already filling out your bracket last night. I thought we were going to do this together.
We were each doing one, so we both had a chance of winning $1 billion.
Well, looking at some of these brackets here, the big question, of course, because we live here in Las Cruces, is, all right, Des, do the Aggies win their first round game against San Diego State?
Yes.
You said yes. You're going to say that they beat San Diego, so it's going to be an upset Thursday night.
Yeah, I think they're going to get through their first round. I do.
Okay, what about the Lobos?
The Lobos...
They play Stanford. They're the seventh seed.
You know, honestly, my thinking on that was Stanford and Harvard, they don't breed basketball players.
Harvard won last year, though. They beat the Lobos.
I don't know. I'm going for the Lobos. And see, that's just my, you know...
New Mexico. Okay, so if you had to pick a national champion, who wins it all?
I don't want to tell you guys. You'll make fun of me.
No, go ahead. Pick. You know, this is what it is.
When I did the brackets last night, I had Michigan State winning, I think.
Well, they've won before. That's not a bad idea of a pick, okay? Do you have a sleeper team in your picks already?
I don't think so. Honestly, like, once I got past the second round, I started going for the underdogs.
Okay, got it.
So, there were some places that I've never even heard of.
And like, what place have you never heard of?
Where is it? I had them going pretty far, and it was... I don't know where it's at right now. I have to look for it. See, I don't even know the name of the team.
Stephen F. Austin? Where do you think that school's at?
I have no clue.
No clue where Stephen F. Austin is?
No.
Take a guess. Just take a guess.
Stephen F. Austin. It's probably in the East.
Where in the East?
It's an East Coast school.
No, it's not, but that's okay.
Okay.
I could have fun all day with you on this, but I'm not. I'm going to be nice. We're going to finish out later, and we'll check next week to see how we did, okay?
All right, we're going to go through our picks.
By the way, Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, Texas.
Oh, see, I would have never known that. I don't even know where Nacogdoches is. No.
The Breakfast Club on Classic Hits 98.7.